This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Diving right along on this wonderful Thursday morning in Kansas City. Damn glad to have you on this Thursday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. All things tournament talk. We've gone through the South. We've gone through the West. We've gone through the East. We only have the Midwest left, which means by the end of the show, we should have our Final Four and our national champion and all tournament coverage here on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. It's not sure, Coda. We know what today's all about. College basketball. But it's also kind of interesting where you lie geographically when it comes to college basketball, because today, both sides of the line, Kansas and Missouri, both squads play. A lot of juice, right? Missouri plays Drake, a lot of local ties, a lot of people picking Drake in that matchup. I think Mizzou wins that matchup, obviously, then they will run into Texas Tech in the second round. I don't think they win that matchup, which is heartbreaking, and the truth of the reality is that it sucks and it hurts, because it would be nice to think about what next week could be if Kansas were to beat Arkansas today or this evening and then somehow beat St. John's and get to the Sweet 16, which would then need Missouri to beat Drake and then beat Texas Tech. I think we can all be honest here and be realistic. That would be a massive, massive parlay to hit, that KU and Missouri would play in the Sweet 16. We have the opportunity. We had talked earlier that they like to sprinkle some storylines throughout the March Madness tournament. Calipari and Bill Self will square off tonight on CBS at 6:30-ish. For that matchup with those two Goliaths of coaches going up against each other, a 6-6 record against one another.
Yeah, that part's cool.
The tie's got to break. The legendary matchup between those two coaches. And the thing that's interesting, though, is that if Missouri and Kansas were to play each other in the Sweet 16, do you know when that game would be? Thursday or Friday next week. Do I need to remind you of what significant event happens next Thursday next week? Opening day in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
You would have opening day, possibly Missouri and Kansas, or if you're like a lot of us and you're going to go out to the Hollywood Casino and see the Royals Roundtable with Vern, Kyle Isbell, Michael Massey, you'd have that Friday night matchup, which could then be Missouri versus Kansas. And to me, there's not a lot of sports that when you watch them are more enjoyable than to have KU and Missouri fans in the same area. Because we can all agree, Missouri fans know more about KU, and KU knows more about Mizzou. I know that's a hyperbolic take, but to be fair, I bet Carrington knows more about Mizzou than Kansas, I'll be honest with you. But yeah. I think he knows a lot more about Kansas than the average Kansas fan.
For sure.
Right?
Yes.
And I think the same thing goes for a lot of KU fans.
Like a Rob.
Yes, where Rob could tell you Caleb Grill's school path all the way to Missouri.
He really could.
He could tell you what town in Wichita and what suburb he probably grew up in.
Yep.
He could probably tell you where he gets that nice mullet cut. And you know that sucker is nice.
Yeah, pal.
Yeah. So I would say that if there is the possibility, it would be so great to see Missouri and Kansas. But that's what is so great about this tournament, is it doesn't always line up this way. And, you know, I was, what, Sunday years old when I found out you couldn't play a team that you've already played before in the first round. And I was really hoping that in that, you know, in that West region, that there was going to be the possibility of KU and Missouri playing that 8-9 matchup. Then we don't have to wait. We just get that at 6:30 tonight or whenever that game would be played. But this is why we do sports. This is why we love sports. Because how great is it that tonight KU will start at 6:10 and play their game against Arkansas. And then right when Mizzou is getting ready to tip off against Drake, that game, KU-Arkansas, possibly at halftime. So when you're pausing and you don't want to listen to, you know, Seth Greenberg or Jalen Rose or whoever's on that channel doing that game, and you get to listen to the start of Missouri versus Drake, that's perfect timing.
It's amazing.
And then when it's halftime at Mizzou and Drake, you flip right back over to Kansas and Arkansas. And you get to have that little juice there to finish that game up. Oh, that game ended electric. Kansas won. Then all Mizzou fans are going, all right, Mizzou, win this game and give us that much more hope to see if we can play Kansas in the Sweet 16. Again, a lot would have to happen.
Of course.
Missouri would possibly have to beat Drake and Texas Tech. KU would have to beat Arkansas and St. John's. So Bill Self will have to go full Fredo. Kiss of death. See you, Don. See you, Don Chewy. See you, Don Corleone. But again, that's the beauty of what this tournament can bring, are these little storylines. And I would love nothing more than to see Missouri versus Kansas, because that's what today is all about.
Yep.
College basketball or Missouri and Kansas. That's it. I could go on forever about Jack Caglione hitting another Yardski ball last night. Bobby Witt Jr. going deep to center last night. I mean, how many times in your life are you going to see Caglione and Bobby Witt Jr. hit home runs together? That's the future. But right now in the present is Missouri and Kansas playing today on a Thursday, where, again, Mac and I will be at Jefferson's after the show with our guy Nick Price, the location in Lenexa. So if you want to come up, have some wings, some brews, hang out with two dudes.
Hit us up.
Let us know. We'll be there. And but I know I like this because tonight is more of like an overkill. Like, it's going to make Friday that much easier. Right. Not only that, these games aren't at like 8:45 at night.
Oh, that's so nice.
These games are right in the dinner hour.
Yes.
Right. This is a perfect pizza night. This is what sports are for. This is for, hey, I'll take, you know, the large from Minsky's, or I'll go to the other place on my way home.
Yep.
And I'll pick up a pizza and I'll take it home and get ready for Mizzou. And then I'll get ready for get Kansas first, and I'll get Mizzou at the halftime of the KU game. That's what this is all about. That's what you love sports for. And you get to check in on your friends who might be Mizzou fans or KU fans. And then tomorrow you get to dissect everything that happened. But I do think, if I'm being honest, I do think Missouri wins tonight, and okay, I do think Kansas wins tonight.
Wow. So you really, okay.
Yeah, I do. I have it in the bracket. I have Missouri beating Drake, and I have Kansas beating Arkansas.
Do you think MU fans and vice versa with KU fans are like rooting for each other?
I think they want to see it.
Yeah, because they want to see it too.
Everybody's friendly until they get together in the same room.
Yep.
Because, I mean, first off, think about how great that would make the drive.
Hell yeah.
You have KU alum Rob, who bleeds crimson and blue. And then you have Mizzou, Dot, who bleeds the gold and black. And then that show on Thursday or Friday is electric for your home for Kansas City Sports on 96.5 The Fan. So, I mean, I think that we all want to see it. And the significance of that is that locally they play on the same night, identical times almost, like 20 minutes separate them, 25 minutes, might be 35 after what's all said and done. But that's what locally this tournament can do. Like, imagine if Carolina and Duke are on the same bracket.
Yeah, or Auburn and Bama, they were on the same bracket. Yeah, it'd be similar.
Right. And so, because there is a possibility I believe. And there is. There's a Midwest bracket matchup. You could have Tennessee, Kentucky later on.
Third round.
Imagine what that's like down there in Knoxville.
It's going to be awesome.
Right? That'd be crazy.
Be electric.
Nashville would be electric.
I'd want to be there so bad. It'd be great. Yeah.
For sure.
It'd be awesome.
But you get to be here on Friday.
Hell
or
yeah.
On Thursday for Mizzou and Kansas playing on the same side of the bracket.
Goosebumps.
I love it.
On a year where Mizzou dot has been spouting off on KU. You're trash. You don't have it. How funny would it be for all of that to come full circle and say, hey, we're here.
And
what's
that,
up?
That I think is also the beauty of it because, you know, you have Rob, if KU loses, complete meltdown. Mizzou loses, complete meltdown.
Yeah.
Nobody wins if they both lose.
Yeah, it's going to be a sad show if they both lose. One of them needs to win. I bet one of them wins.
So funny, you keep talking KU. Both will lose today. Want to bet?
I don't think both are losing. I don't think so. Yeah. I've got Arkansas winning today, though. I will say that.
Somebody says, I agree. Agreed time is perfect, except I've got to coach baseball. Something tells me that one of those games is going to be on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, foul pole to foul pole. We just did that three straight times. You just gained one more. Foul pole to foul pole. And then from the 816, take the day off or respect the text. It's not St. John's. It's St. Don's.
Hey.
Perfect. I'll take a chicken cutlet sandwich, and I'll take a little Capicola with a side of Camus.
Yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Cannot wait for tonight's matchup with KU and Arkansas. Okay, and 913, what's the bet? What do you want it? You say both teams lose. All I have to have is one of the teams win. Sign me up.
That's easy. Well, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, this is going to be one of those games where everything clicks for KU. Like, that's the team they're supposed to be. And then Caleb Grill is going to go out there in his hometown and go 6-for-9 from the three-point arc and have 28 points. And everybody's going to be like, see? That's the Caleb Grill.
That's the Caleb Grill.
And then everything's going to be deflated in round two.
Gosh, that would be the most Kansas thing, though, if they come out today. Dickinson 30-10, and Mayo's hitting threes. Adams is dunking over people. So what KU does? You think they're out until they're not. Is there a game other than, you know, Mizzou KU? That's front of the line. Starting at 6:10 on CBS with KU in Arkansas, and then at 6:35 on True TV. Is there another game today that you're going to be locked in on?
The one that sticks out is the early one that we'll be watching at Jefferson's in Lenexa, yep. Which is the Louisville-Creighton game.
It's a great one.
Dougie Mack going up against Louisville, who is maybe got the most pressure on anybody in the first round.
Feels right? Like it.
You're not supposed to be an 8 seed.
No.
You're a 5 seed. Start acting like one. And they play Creighton, who's a good team.
He's a really good team.
Really good team.
First game of the day. It's 11:15 on CBS.
No doubt about it. Really look forward to that game. Let's see. What other games we have? First round, March 20th. I think Oregon Liberty could be sneaky good.
Yep.
I think that's a sneaky good game. And I think Arizona and Akron could be good. But I'm really interested in a good game, which is BYU-VCU.
Well, are those Friday?
It says March 20th, first round.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I'm just not seeing it on mine. But that's...
I could be wrong. I could bring it up.
No, VCU, BYU. There it is. Yeah. 3:05.
3:05. So that's like the middle afternoon game.
Yep.
Luckily for us, we're able to have a little nap session on our schedule. So 3:05, got home from Jefferson's.
Yeah.
Lay down on the bed. You might rest some eyes for a couple minutes, but that's the game outside of those. So someone says they lose, you might have the drive with Jay Binkley and Kramer Sansom tomorrow. Yeah, Carrington is nowhere to be found.
That's good.
Yeah. So that is that. We'll get back into our region and our brackets and college basketball talk, which all of college basketball and tournament talk here is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. You brought up a good question because I saw a short video on Twitter the other day, and it was talking about the wolf from Pulp Fiction, which I know you haven't seen, so I don't want to bring it up.
No, I've seen Pulp Fiction.
Oh, okay. 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 That's the only Quentin Tarantino movie you've seen?
No. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Django.
Hateful Eight?
I haven't seen Hateful Eight.
Reservoir Dogs? Inglourious Bastards? Okay.
No, I got work to do.
Yeah.
I ain't perfect.
It's like you're the Blink-182 fan. It's like, dude, Untitled, best album. Well, Not quite. Good album.
Great
Very
album.
Dark album. The pills started affecting Tom DeLonge on that album. Also, the Boxcar Racer spinoff didn't help the chemistry in that band. Hey, Travis, don't tell
album.
Mark, but come over here and do this band with me. But no, you brought up a question because we saw the wolf from Pulp Fiction is one of the best side characters of a movie. So two questions here, 913-586-7965. Of the Chiefs dynasty run, as we squeeze in a little football talk here, who's your favorite side character from the Chiefs dynasties? So going back to Super Bowl, the first one they won, to the one that they just lost, who's been your favorite side character? Right, we could agree the main characters are Travis, Chris, Patrick, Trent McDuffie.
Sure.
Okay.
Throw him in there.
That's four. Creed, that's another main character.
Yeah, throw Creed in there.
But I don't think he'd be anybody's favorite.
No.
But who's your favorite side character of the Kansas City Chiefs dynasty? Also, who's your favorite side character from a movie
from a
of
movie.
All time? 913-586-7965, Jay Southland, Toast Service, text line. Who's your favorite Chiefs side character from the dynasty?
God, this is a tough one. There are a few names that come to mind. Off the top, and I don't know, this is like maybe too good to be a side character, so you can kind of gauge it with me and say, yeah, Mac, get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
L'Jarius Sneed, side character?
Yeah, because I don't know if he was a main character on that defense.
On that defense he was.
But when you talk about the Chiefs, I think there'd be some people that he wasn't a side character. Give that man his respect. He was a main character.
Okay, and I feel like the text line would say that, so that's why I was ready
would
with another
one. Would
he
have been a main character if he doesn't punch the ball out of Zay Flowers. Hands?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
Did that elevate him to main character status?
I think it did.
Okay.
I'll go Willie Gay.
Newly acquired Dolphin.
Yes, sadly so. Would love to have him back here in Kansas
City.
Wanted
him back.
Would love to have him.
But, I mean, you have all your linebackers under contract.
That's true.
Tranquil's under one more year. Leo Chenault's still in the rookie deal. And Nick Bolton just got signed.
Yeah, I really wanted him. And I think a lot of Chiefs fans concurred with me that before that Bolton contract, I was like, all right, Willie Gay, cheap. And then Bolton happened. I was like, all right, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fun. Sideline to sideline. Great tackler. Brought the energy. The swag serve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Willie Gay bringing back is similar to the feeling that we had with, like, Kareem Hunt. I think a lot of people would be like, yeah, dude, cheap, good. Fills his role. Knows the team.
Yep.
And then there'd be other people like, I just don't understand this. We have other guys under contract. We have like Isaiah Pacheco. We went and got Elijah Mitchell. We have Drew Tranquil. We have Nick Bolton. We have Leo Chenault. Why do we have Willie Gay?
Yeah, why? Yep.
Respect Willie Gay. Thought he was great for the Chiefs when healthy. Missed a lot of time being injured.
He did. That was the problem.
And that's an issue. My side character is Frank Clark.
Ooh.
Frank Clark gives me the wolf vibes. He's coming in here to clean it up.
Yeah.
Towards the end.
God, he was awesome.
Right? Like playoff Frank is what we always call him. The quote that he had about Derrick Henry, wearing the mink coat, right? Just playoff Frank. All-time, what, leading sacker for the Chiefs in the playoffs?
Yes, and now, you think he's third all-time in NFL or something?
Right, and now Carl Loftus is second behind Frank Clark. Frank Clark, to me, screams side character. Like, he's not the number one guy you'd think of when you think of the dynasty run where you're like, oh, yeah, Mahomes was great, Tyreek Hill was great, Sammy Watkins might be a side character for some. I think that might be Bob's big side character would be Sammy Watkins. But I'm just going with Frank Clark. And then low-key, Terrell Suggs. I was you when DeAndre Hopkins got announced, when they got Suggs.
About Sizzle?
Because I was like, T-Sizzle, man. Brings a lot of expertise, brings that dog in the locker room, and got the Super Bowl win. Got to see him on the trolleys when they were going through, down Broadway, turning right, in front of the Washington Square, into Union Station. Terrell Suggs up there just hyping up the crowd.
Hell yes.
It was fun. Terrell Suggs was a fun side character.
Yeah.
Because I thought he could add a lot. I don't know how much he did add, but his veteran presence was there. He was good. He disrupted a lot of plays in the backfield. But he and Frank Clark would probably be my favorite side characters of the Chiefs dynasty. 913-586-7965. Someone says buttkicker.com.
Hey, he's catapulting himself into main character the longer this dynasty goes, too.
A good one here from the 913, Chad Henne.
Hell yes.
Great side character.
Hell yes. Anything's possible, dude.
Somebody says James Winchester, best side character. Nick Bolton, my favorite side character for the Chiefs. Honey Badger getting a lot of love. Sammy Watkins getting a lot of love. Damian Williams.
Perfect pick. Yeah.
Could have won Super Bowl MVP. Put the game on ice. Lit the candles. All you had to do was blow them out and start eating the cake.
Hell yeah.
Damian Williams' run was epic against San Francisco. McColl and Mike Pinnell on defense. Somebody says from the 316, McColl on offense, McColl and Mike Pinnell. I mean, good side character, won the Super Bowl with a catch.
Yeah.
Right?
Drafted by the Chiefs, worked his way up. And yeah, Pinnell just always comes in the playoffs, run stopper.
Right.
Ooh, Dirty Dan from the 785.
Had a big one.
Two big ones.
Somebody says, underrated Damian Williams clinching that first Super Bowl in those red and black Nikes. Yeah, those were like the Jordan 1s, weren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
And then Frank Clark's side character performance-wise. Sorensen and Donna Kelsey as side characters. A lot of Dan Sorensen.
660 says, defensive coordinator, I forget his name.
Spags?
Spags. It's a good side character.
Mm. You got a good side character from a movie?
I don't know if you count it side again, but Heath Ledger, Dark Knight.
Main character.
Okay.
Commissioner Gordon would be like a side
character. Okay, gotcha.
Or Anne Hathaway and that leather on that bike is a side character.
Baby.
Praise God.
God, she had an appearance the other day. She's looking she looks great. Hasn't aged a day.
No.
All right, what about you
then? Never will. Eli Roth and Inglourious Basterds.
Got to see it. Haven't seen it.
I don't know if I can say his name on air, but his character's name is the Bear Jew.
Okay.
He comes out of a cave and just goes nuts on this guy's cranium with a baseball bat. Teddy freaking ballgame just knocked into the freaking park, Fenway Park. Teddy ballgame. You really need to see Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, that's when I gotta go. I gotta watch that.
Oh man, the old Cajun man and Joe Dirt. Home where you make it. Nah. Home where you make it. I don't get it, man. That don't help me none. Somebody says the referee from Semi Pro. From the 316, I'll take Turk Wharton as my side character, Chief.
Nice.
And best character is Val Kilmer as Elvis in True Romance. Somebody says Heath Ledger in Lords of Dogtown.
Okay.
McLovin getting a lot of love as a side character.
Classic.
Yeah, you're just an organ donor from Hawaii. It'll work. Love that. Another one that I like is Rocco from Boondock Saints, which you haven't seen. The Funny Man. You need to watch that movie, man. Yeah. I'm serious. I'm not trying to be like Bob here.
No, you're not.
That's a great movie. And you'll understand when you're like, oh, Rocco. Rocco!
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What? What's the name of the cat?
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.